bringing more positivity to your day and bringing more positivity to your life. It's Lifestyle with Leanna Tan on KID News Radio 106.3 at 92.1.
Thank you for joining another episode of Lifestyle. I'm your host, Leanna Tan. This is a show where I interview incredible people to give you advice and tricks to bring more positivity into your life, or just highlight people with unique and intriguing stories. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, I really wanted to highlight a local couple that I know a lot of people look up to. They epitomize hashtag couple goals with their hilarious Instagram movies, and they have swept us all off their feet. Today, we welcome Instagrammers Kelsey and Caleb Fulmer from the Fulm House Instagram to teach us how to keep the laugh alive. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Like I said, a lot of people look up to you guys. I know that they look at you as an admirable couple, somebody that they aspire to. And so there's so many things I want to talk to you about, and I could ask you so many different questions, but I want to kind of just kick it off with your love story, because everybody wants to hear about your love story. So tell us, how did you meet?
Would you like my version or Caleb's version?
It's the same version. You fell in love.
Yeah, I'll start. His cousin introduced us at a high school basketball game. Let's note that neither of us were in high school. I'm not sure why we were both there. I just remember hitting it off really. Like, the conversation was easy. We had a lot in common.
So we chatted online for like 9 hours a day.
Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, so
that's where love really blossoms.
Yeah.
That's where it blossomed. And that lasted how long? Probably... We met in October and we were married. Yeah.
December.
Yeah. We met in December and we were married by May.
He popped the question in February. So it was like a 2 month
yeah, it was
dating.
Fast.
It was very fast.
When you know, you know.
So how did you know?
It was a little bit of a gamble, I guess, but it worked out okay.
It was a gamble.
What did you like about each other when you first met each other?
I've always loved how he made me laugh. He's always made me laugh. From day one, and that was something I was always really looking for. Is it something you need as you go through a hard life?
It definitely wasn't my style. Looking back at pictures, you know, you get back from living in Guatemala for 2 years and you come home and all you have is the same wardrobe that you left with from high school, and things change. And anyways, it took me a little while to revamp the wardrobe and to kind of get back in the swing of things.
His personality got me. That's what he's trying to say.
I love it. So you guys have been laughing ever since. How do you keep that laugh alive?
I think it's important to make it a priority to have fun together. I think that's something when we come into adulthood that we forget to have. Life gets a little more serious. A lot of work is involved. But making it a priority to have fun together has really helped us, I think.
Yeah. I mean, if you asked anybody who's married, if you asked them about their dating experience, I guarantee all of them laughed a lot while they were together. So it's just good to be able to stay focused with your relationship and think back to when you were dating, like, why did you fall in love with that person, and keep, you know, working on those aspects of your relationship.
Do you ever have bad days?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lots of bad days.
It looks like you guys just have so much fun, and you do have a beautiful family. So, and you have a beautiful relationship despite the hard times. So what do you do during those hard times?
Sometimes you just don't feel like you're vibing. You feel disconnected. He's not much of a talker. Like, he doesn't share his feelings. And so I'm still learning. It doesn't always have to be something. I can just let him be chill and not, because sometimes I'm like, why aren't you like fun and happy? Like, why are you kind of down? And I just have to realize we all have those days, and just let them have those days instead of wrong with wrong.
Well, and I think it's really good for everybody to hear that even you guys have bad days. It's not always laughing and joking and having fun. Like, there's maybe some quiet times or some sad times or some hard times, because I think we think, oh, other people, they're only laughing or they're only having fun, and that's what an ideal relationship is. But I think what you're also saying is it doesn't always look ideal to be ideal. An ideal relationship includes having some other moments that are not always laughter.
I mean, that is a healthy relationship. Like, it's not just all roses. I mean, to be able to grow and really feel, you know, deep joy together, I think there's aspects that you have to go through and trials that you have to go through, especially you know, our second year of marriage was tough. That honeymoon stage, I guess, you get kind of past that and you can settle into real life and work. And so second year of marriage was definitely hard, but those were things that like we learned about each other, and your love, I think, gets a lot deeper because you go through those things. And now I would say the biggest thing with us, we don't let that fester. So it's not like it's a, you know, a situation that gets drawn out for weeks on end, but it's, you know, little moments in time that we have that are stressful or hard or difficult or whatever, but that we come out of pretty quick, I would say.
Get over things really quickly. And something I've learned is really just to let the dumb little things go. Like, it's not worth as much energy as we give it sometimes.
It's not a competition, who's doing what at what time. You know, you just each, if you're both working on it and you're trying to help each other out in the home and the family and the kids, like, then it all kind of just plays out. It's not who did this diaper at what time. You know what I mean? If you start doing that, then it seriously becomes like, like couples, I think, can literally get into competitions where it's like, I'm doing this and you're doing this, or you're not doing this and I'm doing this. And it's like, that's not a healthy relationship, you know? But at the same time, like, you just, if you're, you each need to be doing your best to do whatever you can.
No, I think that's beautiful. You said when it gets hard, you have to reflect on back when you were dating and why you chose each other. What are some things that you reflect back on? What's your why?
You know, the thing that made me fall in love really quickly with Kelsey was just, again, her personality is just so easygoing, and she obviously has a gift of making people laugh and be happy. And letting her express that also, you know, she's really pretty. And so that helps too. Like, when you're mad, just to look at her and be like, well, you're pretty, so it's okay. Whatever, whatever you did is fine.
Oh man, there's a lot of things that made me fall in love with Caleb, but he's a really nurturing, incredible, I didn't know how incredible of a dad he was going to be. I got a glimpse of it whenever we'd be around family, and we both have a lot of nieces and nephews, and that was something I was always looking for. But watching him be a dad, like, I seriously fall in love with him more every day watching him be a dad, because you just see how big of a heart he has. He lost his dad when he was 12 and missed out on a lot of important moments in life with him. And so he doesn't take a single moment for granted with his family. And that just means a lot to me. And I feel lucky to be a part of his life.
You have a beautiful family now. What do you hope that your kids learn from your marriage?
That marriage, you know, takes work, and that marriage should be something that is ordained by God and is sacred, and something that it takes mutual respect and love and growth and character to be able to work together to create a beautiful family.
I want them to remember to have fun together. Always keep laughter in the home. I feel like the memories we remember the most are the times we laughed the hardest, we did something fun together, and those memories hang on way more than the bad days that we had.
Well, and you will see that they have a lot of that laughter if you go check out their Instagram page. And stay tuned, we've still got to pick their brains about all of their Instagramming. Stick with us here on Lifestyle.
Showing you a better way of living. Welcome back to Lifestyle with Leanna Tan on KID News Radio 106.3 at 92.1.
We're back with this amazing dancing duo, Kelsey and Caleb Fulmer from the Instagram Fulm House. They are local celebs. It's time to pick their brains about how they balance this Instagramming with their family life. You guys are four kids deep, so how do you find time to do all of these fun dancing videos and all these reels and challenges and all the things you do?
School time is a good time.
School, while they're in school, or late at night, which yeah. He hates. He's like, can we not?
So is this what you mainly do? Do you do anything else?
Yeah, Caleb, he's a realtor and just opened up a gym.
Yep, Fit One is our gym in Rexburg. And then we will open up Fit One, second location in Rigby, here in a few months. the foam house is a full-time job for her. And when I say full-time job, I mean like 24/7 job for her.
So were you dancers before you did this Instagram?
I was.
I was not.
Well, you can't tell.
It's a natural talent, I think, for you.
It's a lot of outtakes and editing and patience.
That's great. So what kind of dancer were you, Kelsey?
I did everything. I was just on a competitive dance team growing up. It was always a big part of my life. My mom was my dance coach my whole life. And I have to find a way to be able to do it in my 30s, you know? I want to keep dancing.
Yes, keep dancing your whole life. I love that motto. So how did it start?
Well, I have had an obsession with making videos since I was 11 or 12. I would take around a video camera, make my friends make silly videos all the time. About 11 years ago, I made my family start making these family music videos where we lip-synced a song and we danced, and they were like our yearly family video. And then we started sharing them on YouTube, and so our small little town loved them and looked forward to them every year. And we moved into Caleb's childhood home, and it ended up being next to a new friend of ours who was doing this full-time as a job. She's Chris Loves Julia. She remodels homes, and she's an incredible designer. And so she kind of had a lot of faith in me. She's like, you know, you could do this, right? And I've always just thought, no way. There's no way. And so she helped us a lot, and we just started to be more consistent. We started Try on Tuesday, where we try something new every Tuesday together that normally ends up being
a fail
and hilarious. And that started to get traction. People started to share it, and they would try it with their spouse or their family, and we've been having a lot of fun ever since.
So when was that?
When we started really trying was the fall of 2019. And then I think COVID probably was the best thing that ever happened to us because people were just bored and at home, and everyone was trying weird random things, and TikTok, you know, kind of blew up, and I would say, yeah, that was when things started to take off.
That's incredible. I mean, you definitely are the cure to boredom, I would say. So was there a specific incident that helped it take steam, or was it just kind of a process?
It's definitely a process.
Yeah.
There were certain videos that got shared around a lot and that helped catch a little bit of steam. And
I think when we started exposure. The couples challenges where people would try it with their spouse, that was really fun for people to do. And then we would read people's awkward and embarrassing stories, and we would just laugh our heads off. And that got shared a lot.
We had some bigger accounts and some news outlets and stuff share us, and like E! News, and that helped a lot of traction and stuff like that. But it's definitely been a process. It still is a process. And it's just been fun to be able to see kind of the ideas and creativity that has come out of it, and how it continues to be just kind of a creative outlet for Kelsey. And just the joy that it brings a lot of families. I mean, that's been by far the best thing that's come from it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think anything you do should bring other people joy, and that will really give you fulfillment in life. And that's what you both do. So what was your reaction when it started taking steam? Like you saw, oh, E! News is picking this up and different things like that. What was that reaction?
It was exciting. I remember sitting at some friend's house when E! News posted it, and it was like, wow, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely been like, I feel like we've kind of grown with it. And so it wasn't just like one day to the next where it was like, all of a sudden, is that where it's at now? So kind of that slow growth, I think, has been good for us to kind of help us adapt and grow and decide kind of where we want to take it and what we want to do with it. And there's still a lot of things that we feel like we can bring to the table and things that we want to do. And yeah, it's been really fun.
So how do you decide what videos you're going to do, what challenges or what posts you're going to do?
TikTok has been really helpful because, you know, there's so many creative and fun trends on there that we can put our own spin on and put them out. Our audience is actually our best
always sending
researchers.
Ideas.
They're sending us ideas. Please try this. Please try this. And that's really, really nice. Sometimes I'll have a random middle of the night idea and Caleb's like, let's not do that.
I got to reel it in sometimes.
great dynamic duo there. So what is your favorite part about all this?
The comments of it, bringing people joy every day, bringing a little bit of laughter, their daily dose of laughter, making them connect with their spouse more by trying these silly things that's making them laugh together. That's for sure the most rewarding part.
When we're out and about and people come over and introduce themselves and just express the joy and stuff that the little things that we do on Instagram brings them and their family, it's just really cool. It makes it all the weird dancing and stuff I have to do makes it worth it sometimes.
And do you run the blog, Caleb?
I write a blog post every week. I guess so. Do I run the blog?
I guess so, yeah. He's the writer. He does it once a week, and he has always had a talent for it. So I'm glad this is pushing him to write more because he's witty and quick, and the four you've done so far have been really good.
It's only been four. It's like I've been doing it my whole life.
I thought that was very unique because usually when I see couples like this, it's the wife that's running the blog. So how did that come about? How did you decide that you were going to do the blog?
I mean, like Kelsey said, I mean, I've always expressed that I've always like wanted to write more, and I should probably take a little bit more time, like when I do my blog post, to be able to like make the correction of errors and things like that. But because I'm not the greatest with punctuation and spelling, and it's been a while since I've been in school. I really enjoy doing it so far. It's been like kind of like a creative outlet that I have. You know, I've shared about like our love for Island Park and the cabin that we have there, and sharing about, you know, Valentine's and ideas there. And I don't know, it kind of gives a little outlet for me to be able to share, I guess, in words, a little bit more detail about our lives, which has been fun.
That's amazing that you both are really part of this. You both have a hand in this, bringing joy and laughter to others. So where do you think you're going to take it from here?
Probably
Hollywood. No.
No.
Never. I would really like to get a bigger presence on YouTube and do a little bit more like vlogging. We've talked about swag, doing some like fun. We love ugly Christmas sweaters. And so we thought it would be really fun to kind of throw out our own line of Christmas sweaters. And
I would love to compile all these, all the things we've tried into some sort of game. I want to create a game, but it just seems hard.
Wow, I look forward to that. I would play that game. Well, there is more fun where this comes from. Speaking of games, when we come back, we are going to see how well this couple really knows each other with the couple quiz.
We're back with Leanna Tan and ways to improve your everyday lifestyle on KID News Radio 106.3 at 92.1.
I've got Caleb and Kelsey Fulmer with me from Fulm House Instagram, and we are going to test how well they really do know each other. I mean, I see you guys dancing together, so you must be very close. What we're going to be playing is the couples quiz. So I'm going to give you a question, and one of you has to write down the answer, and the other person has to guess, and we'll see if they got it right, okay? So let's jump right in. All right, if Kelsey were a Disney princess, who would she be? So Kelsey, you need to write down your answer, and then Caleb, you guess.
What did you write?
What did you write?
I wrote Sleeping Beauty.
Why?
Because I don't know, like the dark hair.
She's blonde.
Wait. Who am I thinking of?
Belle? Who I wrote?
You don't love to read.
Oh.
Shush.
Oh, negative points for you. Negative points. All right. If Caleb were a superhero, who would he be?
Wait, who did you write?
The Hulk.
Hercules. Gosh, we don't know each other at
Caleb,
all.
Caleb, that's a Disney.
He's a superhero.
Hercules? Would you consider him a superhero?
He's a Greek god, but you know what? I feel like that counts. Like, Hulk is, like, kind of the Hercules of superheroes. So I'm going to give Kelsey a point for that, and Caleb, you have negative points. All right. If Kelsey were trapped on a desert island, what's one thing she would bring?
Easy.
I'm scared.
Your phone.
I said camera.
That's it. That's what I'm meaning, is your camera on your phone.
Okay, I will give that to you. That seemed like an easy one for both of you. If there was one meal Caleb had to eat the rest of his life, what would it be?
Meal? I'm going to write what you think it's going to be, but it's not.
What? You're wrong here. Steak and potatoes.
Yeah, I wrote cottage cheese.
That's not a meal. That's your daily
I
snack.
I know, but that's what I thought that you would write, because I eat it daily. I don't eat steak and potatoes daily.
We've had that conversation. You would eat that for the rest of your life.
You're right. She's right.
Sorry.
Give her a point. Another point.
Who is Kelsey's celebrity crush?
It changes all the time.
This one should be easy.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Good job.
Okay. What is one of Caleb's biggest fears? He's riding furiously right now, so he knows already.
Heights.
Heights. Yep.
What is one of Kelsey's bad habits?
I know what you're going to say.
And it is a bad habit.
Leaving the door open
in the bathroom. Close the door. It's not that hard. It's literally right there.
I'm just quick in and out.
No, you're not. You're in there for 20 minutes.
What is one thing you get on Caleb's case about?
There's a lot. One thing? I'm just going to write...
Free the flap.
No, cleaning up. The free the flap, that's old. I take the flap off all the time.
He used to, like, when he tears a package, he'll leave it dangling. He doesn't tear it all the way off, and that would drive me crazy.
I'm lazy. So.
But yeah, just like picking up after yourself.
Yeah.
You got it wrong. Yeah, different. Okay, Caleb, what is your favorite thing about Kelsey?
Oh my gosh.
It's important to me that you're pretty.
What did you write, Kelsey?
I put smile.
Is that part of her good looks?
Yes. You know, I think that Kelsey won, but I think she had more questions.
So
I'm trying to think if I should have you guys do it again for the other person. If you were a Disney princess, who would you be?
That's easy, just because she's my favorite Disney princess. And nobody will ever watch this with me. Rapunzel.
I put Jasmine. I could just see you living in the palace and wanting it to escape.
My first one was Mulan, but she was not like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
She's like a Disney hero.
But he does love Tangled so much, that movie. He begs his daughters to watch it every
Ellie will not watch Tangled with me ever because she's scared of the mom. And I try to tell
it's
her.
It's a scary mom.
It's not real. All
right, if Kelsey were a superhero.
If Kelsey were a superhero.
There's no one.
She would be... What's the lady, the mom's name on...
The mom's name?
She's a superhero. The mom and the dad. Incredibles. What's her name?
Oh, Elastigirl?
You kind of remind me of her anyways.
I put Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Come on. No points for either of you so far. If Caleb were trapped on a desert island, what's one thing he would bring?
Like a TV to watch sports?
No.
Oh, your weights.
Yeah.
Oh, he would bring weights so he could work out for sure.
You'd sink your boat.
Think about it, like... You're on a desert island. You got to be beach bod ready.
There's like logs. Like you cut down some wood and lift those.
No, not the same.
All right. If there's one meal Kelsey could eat the rest of her life, what would it be?
What are you writing?
I don't know.
Not potatoes. Steak.
No.
Really?
I'm shocked that you wrote that.
If you could go eat one thing right now, where would you go and eat?
I would get the filet.
Exactly. That is a steak. Gosh.
It's just like Mexican food, chicken enchiladas.
Yeah, those are good, but...
She tricked you. She's trying to sabotage your points. Okay, neither of you have gotten any of these right so far. Who is Caleb's celebrity crush?
My mind is blank right now.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I think Caleb gets a point for that answer.
Let's give him a point. Oh, he thought of one. Yeah, that's what I wrote. Ariana Grande.
Oh, what?
She is cute.
Isn't she like 20?
No, she's like...
She's older now, but...
All right. You like the ponytail?
I actually do like the ponytail, believe it or not.
All right. What is one of Kelsey's biggest fears?
You going like deep fears? Or are you going like surface? I'm scared of so many things.
You're just scared of everything. Oh, I got it. Spiders.
Oh,
did you write spiders?
Yep.
Wait, why did that take so long?
Okay, well, Caleb got a point, so right now you guys are tied. And then what is one of Caleb's bad habits?
I don't really have any. Why are you writing it so long?
I'm not. Yeah, I put leaving stuff everywhere.
Leaving clothes on the ground.
That counts.
Okay, she got that one. What is one thing that you get on her case about?
Dinner.
What's for dinner? Every night. That was good.
She didn't.
Is that a point for him?
That's a point for him. Well, I wrote closing the door. Well, dinner is true.
She asked the most.
You could give him a point for that.
Okay, I'll give him a point for that. Okay. And what is your favorite thing about him?
Oh, yeah.
It should be this, but it's not. She's going to write this.
Your humor.
Sense of humor.
Yep.
So, technically, Kelsey again pulled out with 6 and Caleb has 5, but with Caleb's answer of no celebrity crush, then you guys are tied.
I think that's actually a double bonus point, so I win.
So now it's time for Rate Your Mate. I'm just going to read off questions and you guys blurt out the answer. Ready? Who is more clean?
Kelsey, say it quicker.
I clean up a lot, though. Kelsey.
Who is louder?
Kelsey.
Caleb.
I am so...
Those are both loud answers.
I'm louder.
Who is a better driver?
Caleb.
Who is a better dancer?
Kelsey.
Who is more outdoorsy?
Caleb.
Who is more likely to become president?
Caleb.
So what advice do you have for other people to keep their laugh alive?
Be funnier. Just kidding.
Living proof that the laugh never has to die. Thank you so much, Caleb and Kelsey. This has been super fun, and I've laughed a lot this episode. Stay tuned next. It's me and you for a little tangent. Worst date stories you won't want to miss.
It's time now for a little tangent with Leanna Tan on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Little Tangents is a little one-on-one time with you and your host, Leanna Tan. I give you some thoughts I've been having or some advice or tips from my own experiences. And with V-Day coming around the corner, I know some of you might be dreading it if you don't have a Valentine. Or maybe you're single and not ready to mingle because you've had way too many date fails, bad experiences. You're just kind of sick of the whole game. I get it. Today, I'm going to give you a couple of do's and don'ts from my own opinions. I have many opinions on that. Maybe they'll help you along the way. But before that, I wanted to kind of comfort you, maybe inspire you, and definitely entertain you by helping you feel like you're not alone in this crazy dating world. You're not the only one that has had dates fail, have horrible experiences on dates. Here is a compilation of worst date stories.
Some girl tried to kiss me after eating chips and salsa.
I went and got a drink, and he made me laugh super hard, and I spit what I had in my mouth all over it.
I jumped off a bridge on a date. I ended up jumping off the bridge. I did a backflip. I ended up hitting the water and breaking all of the blood vessels in my left leg from ankle all the way up to the top of my thigh.
We were parked in a place that apparently was illegal. I didn't even speak the language, and 6 foreign police rolled up and turned on their sirens, and I seriously thought that I was going to get deported.
We're playing a card game, and I sat and played with all of his friends, and he went back in the back room and played the guitar. Left me with his friends. I just awkwardly excused myself to the bathroom and came back out and said, can you tell your friend I need to go home? And that was it. Haven't talked to him since.
Junior prom, cheerleader. We went out, it was fun, got to the dance. At one point in the dance, she ditched me. Turned around, she was gone, and she was dancing with another guy. I'm like, well, guess I'll just wait to take her home now.
I'm a klutz. I went on a date to a bounce house, and I decide that I'm just going to be adventurous, so I try to do a backflip. I end up with my face all the way down in the foam pit, my legs sticking straight up in the air, flailing. I couldn't move. I was caught. I was stuck. Like, there was literally no way to get out. As I can hear him and his friends laughing, he didn't even come to help me.
This girl didn't understand that you don't bite the bottom lip every single time you go in to kiss. So I ended up with a bruised lip.
I had a crush on a couple different boys and wanted to give them both Valentines. So I made Oreo truffles, and I drove down and gave the Oreo truffles to one boy, and then I went straight to see the other boy, and I dropped off Valentine's truffles, but I only kissed one of them. And then, several years later, both of them were chatting about how they received the same gift.
I ended up getting food poisoning, and so as I'm dropping her off for the night, and I go and walk her to the door, and as I'm walking back to my car, my stomach just sank, and just, it all came out. I didn't know what to do. It was like 2 a.m. I didn't want to make a ruckus or anything, so I ended up going home and then coming back the next morning, like 8 a.m, and I went and got the hose and just washed it all off.
There was this girl that I wasn't particularly attracted to her. First mistake. I thought, you know what? She likes me. I think I'm going to take her out. I get to the Performing Arts Center, and there she is, puffed up, completely done out in her prom dress. And I think to myself, what have I done? And she says, you're not going to tell me that I'm pretty. And I'm thinking, oops, second mistake. In the middle of the day, I was like, I hate this girl. And so I leaned to the other side of the chair away from her, and I fell asleep. And I wake up to this sharp jab in my ribs. And she says, shut up, you're snoring. So by this time, this is like my fourth or fifth mistake of the date. I don't know. But at this point, I'm thinking, there's no future with us. I'm trying to make eye contact with you, but I can't do it anymore. After what seemed like 3 days in purgatory, I took her out to get ice cream. So that's like 6th mistake, 7th mistake. I don't know where we're at. And we didn't say a word for like half an hour. No eye contact, no conversation was made. After ice cream, I said, all right, you have a good day. And I didn't walk her home. I let her walk home alone.
Don't you feel better about yourself? You are not alone in this crazy dating world. Now, if you are trying to go out on a date this week, then let me just give you a few pointers from my own experience, all right? My first suggestion to you is to save the grand gestures. Now, I'm all about grand gestures. I love them, actually. I think that they're quite romantic. But I was reflecting back and I'm like, I don't think any grand gestures on the first date won the person any points. Now, it did probably win them the point of I probably said yes, but sometimes I left the date feeling like, wow, I had fun, but I don't know if it was the person or the activity. But I think that there's a fine line between romantic and creepy, and that's a very hard line to walk. Sometimes grand gestures can confuse people and really walk that line too closely. Don't back away from having fun, but I'm talking about like, you know, letters on the screen at a baseball game, drone footage, out of the country experiences, like huge grand gestures like that. It's kind of overwhelming to people, especially on a first date. And also, even if they, again, if they had fun, they're confused. Did I like the person or the activity? Or sometimes they're embarrassed or they think, wow, this person is way invested and I don't even know them. Along with the fine line of being romantic and creepy, I'm going to put a big old nix on first dates to the mountains. That's a huge thing here, like around this area. People like to go on first dates to the mountains and they think it's romantic. I think it's creepy. And I would often say no to those dates unless it was like a group or I knew somebody that was going that was my friend and I would be going with them at the same time. Because nowadays, it's just creepy, and things happen, and too many bad things have happened in the mountains. And also, even if you're not trying to be creepy, creepy things can happen, and also dangerous things can happen. If you get stuck in the snow in the mountains, and you have no way down, she's not going to remember that as a romantic time. And the third thing I have here is don't keep trying to define the relationship. I know people call it like DTR conversation, and I always hated those. I mean, there's a time and a place for those, and it's not after a first date. I don't even think it's after a second date. I think that it can feel like a lot of pressure for people to immediately afterwards ask, okay, well, how did you like it? So do you want to go on another one? So do you think that we're a thing? So can you see us together? Because I don't want to waste my time. It's like, okay, so it was a waste of your time if I don't know my feelings right now. I think that's a ton of pressure. And it makes people back off. Also, it screams desperation. Well, I hope these tips help you earn a great Valentine's date. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Lifestyle with Leanna Tan is now on podcasts anywhere you find your podcast. So go find us there and subscribe. Also, recaps can be found on Little Tangent Show on Instagram. So go give us a follow and we'll see you next time on Lifestyle.